It's Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016, and here are the top stories we're covering this week. Could an ad-free internet mean that websites are no longer free to use? It might occur, according to the Internet Advertising Bureau. Now, what if you're a hack-savvy burglar? Could you potentially break into Simply Safe's wireless home security system from hundreds of feet away? Yes, for just $250. What about reading an ebook on the beach? Wouldn't that be nice to charge a battery? Yes, I think I will. Very much. I think I'm going to have to book a vacation. Well, we're going to be telling you about a special case for an ebook reader that charges and gives you one extra day battery life with just 1 hour of reading on the beach. I'm kind of pasty white right about now, so I think I'm going to have to book that vacation. All right, Facebook, they're feeling a little bit of responsibility for people who are posting suicidal thoughts, and they're going to be doing something about it. We'll tell you about that coming up in just a few minutes. And lastly, shut off your computer. Not right now, but if you're going to be downloading a hacked version of on iOS this weekend, we're going to tell you which one it could be and how you can protect yourself. These stories are coming up in just a few seconds, so stick around.
Hi, I'm Robbie Ferguson, and I love being a Vimeo Pro member. As a web broadcaster, I need an affordable video hosting platform that's as flexible as me. A pro membership lets you upload up to 20 gigabytes of HD video each and every week with no additional bandwidth restrictions. That means if you produce a show that uses even up to 20 gigabytes of storage, your limit resets itself the following week, so you can do another 20 gigabytes. And keep doing that week after week. Now, Category 5, with all of our shows, use roughly 10 gigabytes per week. From there, Vimeo automatically generates all the files that you need to provision your RSS feeds, Roku channel, website media player, or even video downloads in multiple bit rates, with no limits on your bandwidth usage or how many people can access your files. What's best? The price is astonishingly affordable. And for a limited time, friends of the Category5.tv network will receive a whopping 25% off the annual price. All you have to do is go through our link, cat5.tv/Vimeo, and sign up today for your 25% discount. To top it off, you get 30 days to try it risk-free. If you're not happy with Vimeo Pro, you pay nothing. The deal is only for a very limited time. Go to cat5.tv/Vimeo.
I'm Jeff Weston, and here are the top stories from the Fireside Category5.tv newsroom. Sponsored by the man cold. Have you got the man cold? I've got the man cold. Don't get the man cold. Proposals by mobile phone provider Three intend to offer ad blockers that could have a negative impact on internet access, is what an advertising body has warned. Three said the ad blocker it's planning to use could block up to 95% of banner and pop-up ads. The service will roll out this year, but the question is, will it be free? Three said that their 8.8 million customers would be able to choose whether to activate the service, and they also told the BBC that it had not yet decided whether to charge for the feature or not. In a statement, the Internet Advertising Bureau, or the IAB, said that the proposal could impact the way web platforms are funded. Here's a quote. The IAB believes that ad-funded internet is essential in providing revenue to publishers so they can continue to make their content, services, and applications widely available at little or no cost. We believe ad blocking undermines this approach and could mean customers have to pay for content they currently get for free. Here's the deal. I agree with them, because if you've got a service that is provided for free, like say Category 5, we rely upon ads and all that kind of stuff to generate a little bit of revenue. If you block that stuff, we don't get revenue. It makes it much more difficult for us to bring this kind of programming to you free of charge. So this isn't a great idea. Three, you need to back off. A security system that's in use in more than 200,000 homes, I should say, has an unfixable flaw. This sounds painful. This flaw allows tech-savvy burglars to disable the alarm from as far away as a few hundred feet. The wireless home security system from Simply Safe is marketed as costing less than competing ones, as it's easier to install and it doesn't use wires for components to communicate with each other. But according to Andrew Zonenberg, a researcher from the security firm IO Active, the system's keypad uses the same personal identification number with no encryption each time it sends a message to the main base station. That opens the system to what's known as a reply attack, in which an attacker records the authentication code sent by the valid keypad and then recycles it when sending rogue commands transmitted over the same frequency. Zonenberg wrote in a blog post published last Wednesday, "Unfortunately, there's no easy workaround for the issue since the keypad happily sends unencrypted pins out to everyone listening. Normally, the vendor would fix the vulnerability in a new firmware version by adding cryptography to the protocol. However, this is not an option for the affected SimpliSafe products because the microcontrollers in currently shipped hardware are one-time programmable. This means that field upgrades of existing systems are not possible. All existing keypads and base stations need to be replaced. This hack only costs about $250 to create a microcontroller, and with a few hundred lines of code, it would make it easy to communicate with a SimpliSafe base station. With a one-time investment out of the way, an intruder would then be able to hide the device within a few hundred feet of the SimpliSafe base station and wait for the owner to activate or disable the alarm. The attacker could later replay the capture pin along with a deactivation command to prevent the alarm from sounding during a break-in." SimpliSafe replied in the utmost professional manner by brushing the vulnerability under the carpet, saying it was irrelevant. They said the majority of break-ins are quick forced entry and not the sophisticated type of attack that requires diligent planning. So basically what they're saying is, don't worry about it because most break-ins aren't by sophisticated break-in people. Burglars, they don't know what they're doing. Just ignore it. Great reply. Here's a neat idea. Paris-based Bookeen is working with Sun Partner to create an e-reader cover fitted with invisible solar panels. The makers claim that just 1 hour of reading in good light conditions with the cover adds an extra day of battery life to the device. The cover was unveiled last year, but it's now on display at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. It's made using a printed optical network combined with solar modules that recharge the e-book when exposed to sunlight. The cover will first be available for Bookeen's own SciBook Ocean ebook in early summer 2016 before rolling out to other devices. At this point, though, the innovative cover is not yet known to have a price. I think this is a great idea. I'm planning on taking vacation shortly. I would love something like this because if I'm sitting on the beach, I don't want to have to charge, stop and go back to my room and charge my ebook reader. It's not fun. So I think this is awesome. Facebook. Facebook is at it again. They're rolling out a new feature across the UK to help users who are feeling suicidal. The suicide prevention tool has been developed in connection with the Samaritans. It aims to try and provide advice and support to those struggling to cope with, as well as the friends and family, of suicide. People can now report posts that they're worried about in a more direct way. Versions of the tool were launched in the US a year ago and in Australia in December. Facebook said in a statement, "We have a really strong sense of responsibility towards the safety of people who are on our platform." Here's how it works. People who see explicit threats of suicide are asked to call emergency services. Otherwise, people are asked to flag troubling content on Facebook. They then send this content on to a team who work around the clock reviewing posts. Suicidal posts are prioritized, and help options are sent to those people on Facebook thinking they are struggling, who are showing that they're struggling to cope. I've seen this kind of stuff on Facebook a few times. So somebody makes a comment and you're like, is that a joke or is there something to this? So I think this is a great idea. It's not often that I agree with changes that Facebook is making. So in this case, I say, good job, Zuckerberg. All right. Let's get on to Linux. Hacked iOS's in particular. On Sunday, it was discovered that hackers created a modified Linux Mint ISO with a backdoor in it and managed to hack their website to point to it. As far as the team knows, the only compromised version of Linux Mint, the only compromised version was Linux Mint 17.3 Cinnamon Edition. The situation happened on Sunday and it was quickly detected and fixed, so it should only impact people who downloaded Linux Mint Edition on February 20th. If you still have the ISO file, you can check its MD5 signature against the correct ones and be sure to see if you're safe. And if not, we're going to recommend that you re-download and reinstall. Linux Mint warns in the notice, divide the ISO. If you burnt it to DVD, trash the disk. If you burnt it to USB, format the stick. Pretty self-explanatory. They go on to say that if you installed the ISO on a computer, put the computer offline, back up your personal data, reinstall the OS or format the partition, and change your passwords for websites, like, say, your email. Big thanks this week to Roy W. Nash and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. If you found a news story that you'd like to send to us, you can email it to newsroom@category5.tv. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit category5.tv's newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. from the Category 5 Fireside TV Newsroom, sponsored by The Man Cold. I'm Jeff Weston.